Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on the app, as you just heard, 850-437-1620, if you'd like to join the conversation today. Our next guest, Grace Carbaugh from the Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
How are things in Gulf Breeze?
Oh, they are fantastic. Weather is finally cooling down. We've got quite a few traffic cones up there, but that is okay. It keeps you sharp on the roads. But overall, it is a good time to be a breezer.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually originally from Wisconsin, so we always said we had two seasons. We had winter and we had construction season.
Yeah, that's about right. I'm from upstate New York. It's about the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. So Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce, tell me a little bit about the chamber, who your members are, who you support, and what your mission is.
Fantastic. So yes, we are the Gulf Breeze Area Chamber of Commerce. We have just over 400 businesses as part of our membership. We service not just Gulf Breeze, but also the surrounding area. So businesses on Pensacola Beach, Navarre, Greater Milton, and over in Pensacola as well. We are essentially here to help market their business, give them some education and support, and then provide advocacy with the local government. We are a private nonprofit organization. Common misconception is that we are part of the local government. We are not, which means, you know, I don't want to say we get to do what we want to do, but we do get to do what we want to do a little bit, and really we're here to support the local businesses in many different ways, including some of our special events.
Mm-hmm. And I'm really impressed because I know that you are a chamber of a staff and a half.
Yes.
That's yourself and Bronwyn who kind of run the show over there, and yet you do a lot of events throughout the course of the year.
Yes, absolutely. And we would not be able to do it without our members and volunteers. We have a great community of people who really step up and are passionate about our cause and about supporting each other. And I'm so blessed to be part of that community.
That's awesome. So I know you're joining us today to talk about Taste of Gulf Breeze. Talk to me a little bit about that event.
So Taste of Gulf Breeze, it feels like I was just here talking about 2023 Taste of Gulf Breeze, and here we are in our 11th year. It's a premier culinary festival that we host for all food, business, bars, caterers in the Gulf Breeze area. This year's event is going to be held on Friday, October 4th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. It is an outdoor event. It is 21 and up. What people can expect is a variety of food and beverages available from over 50 local vendors. We're going to have live entertainment, including a DJ, some street performers, as well as some VIP experiences. But essentially, you buy a ticket and it is all inclusive. That's one of the things that makes us unique. So your ticket gets you a chance to sample from all 50 of those vendors, as well as a chance to vote on your favorite. We, like I said, we have restaurants, we have bars, we have food trucks, we have bakeries, caterers, as well as a few other unique vendors that participate in the event every year, and they compete for the coveted People's Choice Award. We give out the Golden Spatula Awards that they get to hang up. It's bragging rights for the entire year, maybe a lifetime, depending on who you ask. But it's a fantastic experience. It's a really fun night. It's a great chance to try out all of the amazing food and beverages that we have here in the Panhandle. We spend all year recruiting businesses to come and participate, so it keeps growing. We're expecting about 1,200 attendees to come to this event this year.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty big for a little Gulf Breeze.
Yeah. So you said 21. So are you carding people to make sure they're 21?
Oh, yes. I put the fear of God into my volunteers. I tell them every year it doesn't matter if they come in on a walker. I want to see their ID to ensure that they are 21 and up because there is plenty of alcohol at this event. So we want to make sure that if you're having a good time, you're having it legally.
Mm-hmm. And so when people get to the event, there is a check-in process that they have to go through?
Yes, absolutely. They can check in at the front over at the main entrance of the community center. We have a second check-in area off of Sunset. If you're familiar with the community center, like I said, it's outside right along that drive where a lot of other events are held, similar to like Springfest. But they'll come in, they can show their ticket. All ticket sales are on Eventbrite. You can get them on our website, gulfbreezechamber.com, Taste of Gulf Breeze. We're visit our Facebook page, again, Gulf Breeze Area Chamber, and you can find the links there. But with Eventbrite, technology is fantastic. You can show it on your phone. You can give your name at the door. We really try and make it a smooth process so you can get through that line quickly and get to eating.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about the VIP experience. I'm guessing there's a level of ticketing for anybody who wants to come see, but then there's also the VIP experience, correct?
Yes. So we have general admission tickets, and then we do have VIP, which sell out very quickly. They sold out in 3 weeks this year, which is a new record for us. But an exclusive number of guests have the opportunity to enter the event an hour before the general admission is allowed to. So it gets you to skip some lines, enjoy the sun setting, and then you have access to an exclusive VIP room as well, which is inside in the air conditioning. You have a chance to sit down. And this year, we are very pleased to welcome the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. We'll be giving an exclusive concert inside that VIP room for the very first time this year. We're so pleased to welcome them to the Taste of Gulf Breeze crew.
That is awesome that people get to hear some music while they're there and be exposed to those songwriters.
Yes, and it's great. A lot of them are local artists as well. You know, the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival has been hosted at the same weekend as Taste every year, so we were thrilled for the opportunity to partner with them this year.
Awesome. So let's see here. Golden Spatula Awards and voting. How do people do that when they're at the festival?
All right. So when they check in, they will be given a little baggie with three chips. We have three categories that they can vote for: best appetizer, best beverage, and best dessert. And it's pretty straightforward from there. So after you've had the chance to sample from 50 local vendors, if your stomach can handle that much, you can go back for seconds and you can drop your, you know, color-coded chips into the buckets of the table that you think is the best. So we actually have two food competitions going on during this event. We have Judges Pick and People's Choice. So People's Choice tends to get a little bit more competitive because it's happening throughout the night. I've seen some fun, playful banter among some of the vendors every single year, but you essentially get to choose which one is the best, and they will be awarded at the end of the night after we've counted all of the chips. At the very beginning of the event, we have Judges Choice going as well. We have an exclusive panel of 9 judges from the local community, so local firefighters, the police station, as well as some people from City of Gulf Breeze staff who are in there sampling all of the items. They get pretty full. It's pretty funny, especially those who are choosing best beverage get a little bit tipsy by the end of it. They get to pick their favorite. So every vendor is going to have at least 2 chances to win the Golden Spatula Award. And it really means a lot to them. You know, one of my favorite parts about this event is the fact that you get a chance to sample from businesses that you may not have heard of, people who are just starting out, or some really exclusive restaurants that are hard to get in. You know, like Brother Fox, Sister Hen, right after they opened, participated in this event. A lot of people hadn't had a chance to go try them out yet, but they actually melted their grill that night because they cooked so much steak for people at this event. And then we've had other people like food trucks. We had one called Meat Candy Barbecue. Again, same story a couple years ago. It was 2021. He had literally just bought his smoker. And at that event, he actually ran out of food because there was a line wrapped around. And every year since, he's had a lot of name recognition from participating in Taste of Gulf Breeze.
That's awesome. Grace Carbaugh is our guest from the Gulf Breeze Area Chamber of Commerce. Again, if you have any questions, 850-437-1620. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Grahamic Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We're in the middle of something very interesting. The USS McCool LPD-29, the amphibious transport dock that had a chance to go do the first tour of, is actually now in the process of coming to Pensacola. It's going to be commissioned here on September 7th, and I've got this opportunity to ride on the ship while it's moving in transit from Panama City to Pensacola. So very exciting opportunity, and that's the thing we were talking about a lot on the Pensacola Morning News.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3 AM 1620. If you have any questions for our guest today, 850-437-1620. Grace Carbaugh from the Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce is our guest today, talking about Taste of Gulf Breeze. Now, I was looking through the website a little bit, and I was actually very surprised to find out that Taste of Gulf Breeze has actually helped launch a few businesses in our area.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, it's one of my favorite elements of the event. You know, as we've grown over the years, we've seen a lot of different vendors come through, and we spend all year recruiting vendors for this event to participate, to provide samples of their food, dessert, beverages, whatever it is they serve, to over 1,200 guests at this event. So obviously it is a great opportunity for them to get exposure with the local community, and gives guests the opportunity to sample from people they may never have heard of, or some of those really exclusive restaurants and hotels that they might not normally get a chance to get into and have been meaning to try. So we've had several in the past. You know, I think I was talking about before the break, we've had Meat Candy Barbecue really launch their business. We also had, like last year, Crumble Cookies opened a new location in Gulf Breeze. Mm-hmm. Just a couple months before this event, they participated. So Crumble Cookies, right, unlike a local brand, he has access to, you know, the nation's stores sales data. And he was telling us that the week after the event, their sales were actually up something along the lines of like 13%, while every other Crumble Cookie sales were actually down that same exact week. And he attributes it to things like this event.
Mm-hmm.
But for the smaller mom and pops, you know, every year we have at least one business that is either getting ready to open their doors or has just started. And really, their business starts to thrive because of all the contacts that they gain from this event. So I love it when a new store opens and everybody starts coming in and says, oh, I tried you at Taste of Gulf Breeze. And I'm sure the business owners really enjoy that as well. But working for the chamber, that's my job. So that's really why we started this event. But we want to make it a good opportunity for the guests as well to have a good experience. So we've done our best this year. We've got about 50 vendors signed up so far. There's still a couple weeks left for businesses to register. So we might even have a bigger list, you know, next time you look at it, if you check us out on our website, gulfbreezechamber.com.
So I know that there's food vendors. Are there other vendors that are going to be part of this as well?
Yes. So we've got food trucks, we've got bars, we've got bakeries, we've got several hotels that are participating, but we also have business sponsors as well. So people who, you know, are just part of the business community and want a chance to get involved and really show up. But I will say that they have really caught on and want to get involved in the food competition as well. And I found last year for the very first time, we actually almost had a non-food vendor win People's Choice for best drink. They tend to come in with some very strong mixed drinks that our guests really enjoy. So we are now including them in the People's Choice Award competition this year. So our bars are really going to have to step up their A game because some of these real estate offices know how to make a mixer.
Mm-hmm. Is there going to be an opportunity for tickets at the door, or if they don't get it online, are they going to potentially miss out?
We sell out every year, so I highly encourage you to get your tickets early. It's actually cheaper if you do so. So it's $25 right now for general admission. We did sell out a VIP already. Normally those are $50 each. But I highly encourage you go on the website, gulfbreezechamber.com, or look us up on Eventbrite to get those tickets. We typically sell out at least a week in advance. We've haven't sold them at the door in 4 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's very, very popular.
It is very popular, increasingly so every year.
So talk to me about the flash mob.
All right. So we've had flash mobs in the past, but we always try to incorporate some sort of live entertainment. So this year we're changing things up. We're going to have some street performers. We've got somebody who will be doing, some acoustic performances. And we're also partnering with some other local artists. So I believe we might be having some glow-in-the-dark mini golf set up as well, some putt-putt from a local vendor that does that, and hopefully a couple of other street performers for you to really enjoy the ambiance. It's really one big block party, essentially. It's kind of different from some of the other food festivals. You just come in, you eat, you perform, enjoy music from a DJ, and watch some of these live performers participate as well.
Okay. And I saw something on the website about goodie bags.
No goodie bags this year. We found that a lot of them ended up in the trash. But honestly, I don't think you'll have room in your hands given how much food and other swag is going to be at this event. A lot of the business vendors and the food vendors give out free tchotchkes as well, including some bags. So believe me, you will not be leaving empty-handed and your belly will be full.
That is awesome. All right, well, we are up against another break already. So if you have any questions for Grace Carbaugh from the Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce, she's our guest today, 850-437-1620. And we will be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
People's Foundation of Northwest Florida is committed to enhancing the well-being and quality of life for individuals receiving hospice services. Their fundraiser, Rock for Vets, is September 14th at Community Maritime Park and will support our local homeless veteran community. Starting with a 5K run, walk through downtown Pensacola, followed by a festival of live entertainment, local vendors, face painting, and a bouncy house for the kids. Learn more about Rock for Vets and the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida at choosepeoples.com.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
I'm Fuad Reves, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell him you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial enterprise.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. And of course, you can find us on the app. Our guest today, Grace Carbaugh from the Gulf Breeze Area Chamber of Commerce, talking about Taste of Gulf Breeze. So talk to me a little bit about the volunteers and who makes this happen.
All right. Well, it certainly takes a village to put this event on. As we mentioned before the break, our staff is only one and a half of us, but we have an amazing team of a committee of about six people who plan this event every single year along with our staff. And then night of, we typically need 50 to 60 volunteers to make this event possible. And we are so grateful to them. Certainly, if anybody misses out on a chance to buy their tickets, we'll happily take you as a volunteer and you can participate in the event slightly for free. You would just give us some sweat equity for it. But we have people doing things like security check-in, making sure that food vendors have what they need, as well as helping other volunteers and support for things like that. But we're very grateful to them. If anybody was interested in participating, they could certainly reach out to our office, 850-932-7888. And in addition to that, you know, I do want to say for this event, if you are wanting to attend, please buy your tickets early. We sell out every year, and I hate turning people away. We've actually already sold half of the tickets that are going to be available to this event. So if they wanted to do that, please visit our website, gulfbreezechamber.com, or go to our Facebook page, again, Gulf Breeze Area Chamber, or they can look up Taste of Gulf Breeze on Eventbrite. We try and make it as easy as possible for them to find us, but we want everyone to have a chance to experience this event at least once. It keeps getting bigger and better every year. Their ticket includes everything. Once the moment they walk through the doors, everything is free. All of the food is included with their ticket purchase, as well as alcohol, desserts, and live entertainment. So it's really going to be a great event.
That is awesome. Talk to me a little bit more about the entertainment. I know you said the Pensacola Beach Songwriters folks will be there. Who else?
Yes, so we're going to have a couple of very local artists. We'll be performing as street performers. So we've got a guy, he's going to be doing a classic acoustic setup. We're going to have, I believe we're going to have glow-in-the-dark mini golf. We are finalizing that. So definitely go play that one after a couple of drinks. That's going to be fun. If anything else, that's going to be entertainment to watch people at the end of the night trying to play mini golf after visiting 50 bars. but also, we always have a DJ in an open area for you to dance, let loose, have fun. And then the full lineup is going to be posted on our website as well of all the entertainers that will be participating in this event. But really, it's an interactive party. It's not just a bunch of tents lined up where you go buy food. It's truly an experience for you to enjoy the whole evening. I think that's part of the reason it's been so successful every year, and we continue to grow exponentially every single year. I think when I started this event, we had about 600 guests was our limit, and now we're looking at 1,200. So definitely do not miss Taste of Gulf Breeze this year.
Is there still an opportunity for vendors to sign up?
Yes, there is. So if there's any food vendors out there, you want a chance to promote yourself to over 1,200 people from the greater Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach, and Pensacola area, please visit our website, gulfbreezechamber.com, or give us a call at 850-932-7888. The event is going to be on Friday, October 4th at the Gulf Breeze Community Center.
And parking for the event? I know sometimes parking can be a challenge. How's the parking situation?
All right, we've added new remote parking lots, and this year we're actually going to have golf cart shuttles to help drive you to and from some of those remote parking lots, because we're a little bougie here in Gulf Breeze and we want everyone to park safely and legally at this event. So we'll be posting a map of all the parking locations that you can use for free for this event as well.
Thank you for joining us on Pep Talk today.
Thank you for having me.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Pressure's on for Democratic nominee Kamala Harris with her first sit-down interview tonight with running mate Tim